Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of May, we will be exploring the topic, celebrating His victory. May 21, His Yearning. He who testifies to these things says, "Yes, I am coming quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." Revelation 22, verse 20. I closely followed the kidnapping of Utah teenager Elizabeth Smart and her ordeal in captivity from June 5, 2002 to March 12, 2003. Since then, I have read her book about the nightmare. I was deeply touched by the way Salt Lake City celebrated her homecoming when she was found. The whole town was dressed in ribbons and balloons in Elizabeth's favorite colors, blue and yellow. Businesses stopped advertising their services and products and placed Elizabeth Welcome Home signs instead. It was a celebration that showcased the longing that characterized the 9-month search for Elizabeth. She was now home. We are all longing for our heavenly home, and yet sometimes we forget the yearning of our heavenly Father to come back for us. At the end of the book of Revelation, we get the final multi-descriptive portrait of Christ, which repeats some of the descriptions of Jesus that we found at the beginning of the book. "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Revelation 22, verse 13. Jesus was there at the beginning, and He will be there at the end of our earthly story. Jesus is, was, and will be with us. The last words of the risen Christ are recorded in Revelation 22, verse 20. "Yes, I am coming quickly." Do you hear the eagerness, the yearning of a parent coming back to take his children home? John's answer is also representative of the longing response of all of us to be with our Redeemer forever. "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." Revelation 22, verse 20. Yes, let's add our eager voices together. "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Come soon." This is the true history of humankind from the beginning to eternity. Jesus is triumphant, and the kidnapper has lost. This is the story of the successful rescue of God's kidnapped children, only possible because a costly ransom was paid for us at the cross. Can you imagine the heavenly signs? "Dear child, welcome home." I can't wait for our voices to join the two-word cry, "Jesus wins." If you are facing pain and trials today, just remember how it ends. Jesus is yearning to embrace you and take you home.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!